Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. You're listening to Afternoon Classics here on KRVS. Coming up at 4, All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will join us a little bit later with a rundown of some of the events going on in the area. We begin with a performance by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. James Levine conducts a performance of Felix Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream, Opus 21 and Opus 61. Also performing, the Chicago Symphony Chorus with soprano Judith Blagan and mezzo-soprano Florence Kivar.
Thank you. snakes with double tongue, for many tongues be not seen. Youths and blind ones do no wrong, come not near our filigree. Youths and blind ones do no wrong, come not near our filigree. Come not near our filigree. It's away, it's away. You spotted snakes with double tongue, for many tongues be not seen.
It's 40 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We've been listening to A Midsummer Night's Dream, incidental music to Shakespeare's play Opus 61 and 21. Performing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, James Levine conducting, featuring soprano Judith Blagan, mezzo-soprano Florence Kivar, and the Chicago Symphony Chorus. Stay tuned, coming up at 4, All Things Considered, from NPR News.
Thank you. And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The House of Blue Leaves, produced by Lauren Riley Elliott Company, will be performed at Cité des Arts July 30th through August 8th. For more information, the website is lretheater.com. You can also email them at laurenrileyelliottcompany@gmail.com. Again, that will be performed at Cité des Arts. The United Way of Acadiana is conducting the Stuff the Bus Supply Drive again this year. You can donate now. The last day to donate is Friday, August 6th. They need crayons, scissors, glue, pencils, ink pens, construction paper, loose leaf paper, notebooks, and many other things. You can find a list of needed supplies at unitedwayofacadiana.org. The Family Tree is having an Elder Care Summit Friday, August 6th at the UL Student Union. The event will be offered both in person and virtually. The summit will provide tools, guidance, and support to help in the caregiving role for medical and family people and for the elderly. The speakers will be addressing the challenging experience of elder care and will be sharing strategies and resources. For more information, you can call the Family Tree or go to their website. Cité des Arts presents The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde, August 20th through the 29th. Tickets are available now at citédesarts.org. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has lots of information about exhibits and activities and ways you can get involved with the ACA at their website. That's acadianacenterforthearts.org. Continuing in the main gallery through the summer is Stephanie Patton, Comfort Zone, 1993 to 2021. If you're interested in the Acadiana Master Naturalist Program, they will be signing up people interested in the workshops early this fall. But if you would like to know more, you can email them now at acadianamasternaturalists@gmail.com. That's acadianamasternaturalist@gmail.com, or you can search online. The Hilliard Art Museum here on the UL campus has quite a number of exhibits and activities going on. You can stop by their website, hilliardmuseum.org, for a complete list of ways that you can interact with the Hilliard Art Museum. In the Lake area, the Literacy Council of Southwest Louisiana will be offering adult education and literacy classes. They are now registering for those courses, which will begin on August 16th. The TESH project has maps of the Bayou TESH National Water and Paddle Trail for four parishes along the trail: St. Landry, St. Martin, Iberia, and St. Mary. Just stop by teshproject.org and you can download those maps. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org. clicking on the schedule button. You can also find out more about audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. If you missed a show or you would just like to enjoy it again, click that button and it has a complete listing of all of our locally produced programs. If you'd like to support KRVS, the support button lists a number of ways that you can, including underwriting, vehicle donation, and of course, individual donations. If you already know you want to donate individually, the red button on our homepage that says donate takes you to an easy page to fill out and make your contribution. You can also sign up for our newsletter at the website. We have lots of great information about programs and producers and other things happening at KRVS. Every time you get the newsletter, it's a lot of fun, a lot of great pictures and information. And we do have social media, Instagram and Facebook. You can sign up for those and also get lots of information about KRVS. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
When Louisiana native Tony Mandina first met his relatives in Sicily in 1960, he quickly learned what it meant to come home to a tightly knit Sicilian family.
Within 30 minutes, her apartment was filled with people. And boy, they started pulling out food from all over the place. Yeah, we were like movie stars.
That's on the next Louisiana Eats, Wednesday afternoons at 1 on KRVS.
What if you receive a mysterious map of unknown providence where every single X on the paper marks an unspeakable crime? On the next Snap Judgment, map to the disappeared. Snap Judgment, truth-telling with a beat. Do not miss it.
Wednesday nights at 10 on KRVS.
Hey, baby, kept my soul. Thought I was your only vato.
Check out what's happening on Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms. Join me, Steve Craig, every Saturday at 4 p.m. Tejano, Conjunto, Chicano, and Southern Soul, Country, Swamp Poppy Moss.
Don't you know that I love you?
KRVS is located on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more at krvs.org. Follow us on Facebook, KRVS Public Media.
Sounds and Instruments. Discover them Thursday nights at 11 p.m. on the Minor Chord here on KRVS.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.